This is an oral notfic. Fandom is The Witcher. Pairing is Geralt Jaskier. This idea was spawned from a scene, very short scene in the games. The Witcher 2, Act 2, Geralt has to hunt down a succubus, and one of the succubus's victims had stolen Jaskier's book of poetry. Geralt, of course, finds the book of poetry and is like, "Hey, Jaskier, come help me slay this succubus." But in that scene, before Geralt can ask for help, Jaskier is like, "Oh, you found my book of poetry. I don't know what I would ever do without this." And he gushes over it. And then he says, "Oh, Geralt, how can I ever thank you? Oh, I know." And then, of course, in the games, he's like, "Let me buy you a drink." But there's this pause in the lines there. And Jaskier had just finished saying, what was the exact line? "I'd give you my chastity as thanks for this." And of course, my first thought mirrors exactly the next line, which is, you know, "if I still had any." Because, yeah, Jaskier, you're not, no. Cute, but no. But then he goes on to say the, "how can I ever thank you?" And I just can't. Because that line. So here's the notfic to come out of that. Jaskier's poetry is, of course, some of it is actually about flowers or war or, you know, other things, but a good 50% is just about Geralt. And a good 50% of that is about how he wants to fuck Geralt. I mean, sure, half the poems about Geralt are like, "and your silver locks in the moonlight," but a half of it is like, "please bend me over a table." So, Jaskier is at the bar. And he's had a few drinks, and he's played a few songs, and he's just, like, sitting there hanging out with his dwarven buddies. And Geralt comes in, and he's like, "hey, Jaskier, I found this." And his mouth goes on autopilot, and he says, "oh, thank you, Geralt, this is my life. I can't believe, like, if I had lost this, I would give up my chastity for this. I would... let me thank you." And only then does his brain catch up with his drunken mouth, realize that half the reason that he was worried about the poetry going missing was, what if Geralt finds it? What if Geralt reads it? Because he's being the, "oh yeah, I'm totally shy, and Geralt, I think, likes women. At least he's been betting Triss and Yennefer and other people, and frankly, hasn't gotten up the courage to actually ask Geralt." Now he finds himself half draped over Geralt in a not quite as drunk as he thought he was state, having just been handed this book of poetry that at least a quarter of the book says very explicitly how much he wants Geralt to fuck him. And so Jaskier, he kind of laughs in an awkward little, "oh, I can't believe it, you know, my room. And stumbles over his words, doesn't really know what he's saying, and he's like, turns to the stairs, stumbles up the stairs, opens his room. He's got the book of poetry in his hands, clutched to his chest, and he stumbles over to his chest or his baggage or whatever luggage he has, and he opens up his luggage and he's like deliberately putting the book of poetry in there, and the door behind him shuts, and he turns around, and Geralt's standing in his room because Yaskir had offered to pay him back for finding the poetry book, and Geralt had assumed that, oh, hey, I have something in my room to give you as thanks, and had followed him. And of course, Yaskir is like, his brain is stalling out at this point, assuming that Geralt has read the book. Geralt has not actually read the book beyond like three lines, because he opened up the cover, read, oh, your flowery bosom, and, or, you know, whatever the line is from the game, or alternately just two random lines of poetry, went, yeah, that's Yaskir's, closed it, and just brought it back to Yaskir. He did not go through and read every single line about all of the dirty poetry. So he's standing there a little awkwardly because he's still got his mind on, yeah, there's a succubus and I'm going to have to figure out how to fight the succubus. And I could use myself as bait, but that's always dangerous because if I go out there and she does manage to put me under the spell, then there's nobody left to stab her. But if I bring somebody else, then I have to protect them, so they have to know what they're getting into, and they have to be the kind of person who's, like, ready to spout out a bunch of poetry, and you know, we have done this before, me and Yaskir, so he's, like, in his Geralt way, trying to work up the words to ask Yaskir, hey, will you go hunt a succubus with me? And he gets out just the Yaskir. And Yaskir, who is on a completely different track, is like, oh, yeah, he definitely read the book. Oh no, that's everything, that's every single emotion I have ever had poured out onto the page. Oh no. And he's Geralt, and he doesn't do poetry. What if he didn't understand the poetry? What if he didn't understand that this is, that I'm actually in love with him? That I've been in love with him for nearly a decade? What if he just thinks that I want him to fuck me? What if... And so Yaskir, in this kind of a panic, stumbles forward, leans up, wraps his arms around Geralt's neck, and kisses him. As a, like, he can't even, like, he's still trying to process all the things, and then Geralt, whose mind was on the succubus, is like, stop. What? Stop. And he leans back because he's just startled. And Yaskir is like, oh, no, he's telling me to stop. Leans back, stumbles back, puts his hands up, goes, oh, I'm so sorry, Geralt. I didn't mean, it's just, I mean, I know what you must think and this book. And he like picks up the book of poetry and he ruffles through it and he's like, and this bit where I described your hands and this bit where I was all like your chest and scars and this bit, but I really do love you. And if it's just like, so I'm sorry and it doesn't have to be anything more. We can both forget this. Hell, like, I'll go, but I can go and buy you a drink and we will both get super drunk, and in the morning we'll just call it a drunk thing, and nothing ever has to happen. And Geralt, who is listening to this babble, is like, there was a succubus plan here. Did the succubus already get him? No, he's talking about me. Yaskir is talking about me. Yaskier is talking about me in a romantic sense. And a fucking sense. Yaskier just kissed me. And then he just says, like, Yaskier. And he gets Yaskier to stop. Which, you know, takes a firm hand. And then he's just like, Yaskier, are you saying that you're in love with me? And Yaskier, who is still like, does he think it's just sex? Does he think it's just attraction? No. Like, so he is very much like, yes, yes, I love you. I'll take whatever you want to give. If you just wanted to be friends, I'm fine with that. We've been friends for a decade. I'm cool with just being friends. I didn't mean to. And Geralt at this point is like, no, wait. You don't have to jump on the friends barge. You actually want... And he takes the poetry book out of his hands and he looks through it for like the first time and he's like, oh, oh. And he flips through a page. That, oh. Flips through another couple of pages. Oh, that one's good. I'm just like, fuck. And at this point, Yaskier doesn't know what to think because this is not going in the direction he thought it was. And Geralt seems to be interested, or at the very least, not like, you know, shooting him down. And I think at that point, Geralt is just like, closes the book, pushes it against Yaskier's chest and goes, okay, first, there's a succubus out there killing young men that I need to deal with. I was going to ask for your help in that. But that's not until midnight. Like, and probably it's only late afternoon. And he's like, it's only 6 o'clock. That's another 6 hours. There's a lot we can do in 6 hours. And Yaskier is like, there's a whole lot we can do in 6 hours. Whether or not they actually get out of bed in time to hunt the succubus at midnight, well, I'll leave that up to the reader. The end.